Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night we recited the 29th para. The first surah is Suratul Mulk. We have heard the virtues of Suratul Mulk before, but just to refreshen ourselves, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned he al-mani'ah. It is the preventer, meaning it prevents the reciter from azab of the qabr. Azab of the qabr is haqq. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about azab al-qabr, if it really takes place. So Nabi Kareem mentioned, Naam, azab al-qabr haqqun. The azab of qabr, it is a reality, it takes place, it happens. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many ways of the banda saving himself from the azab of the qabr. And one such way is to recite Suratul Mulk every night. Even Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, the 21st para, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, as we know. These two surahs have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A sahabi was going past one day, he was traveling, and he pitched up his tent, and nearby there was a qabr, and suddenly he heard verses. When he heard somebody reciting Suratul Mulk, he went and told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is Suratul Mulk, it has 30 ayat, it saves a person from the azab of the qabr. Hiyal munjiya, hiyal mani'a. These are the two words that have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, lawadittu, I wish, it is my burning desire, that Suratul Mulk must be contained in the heart of every single ummati of mine. So 30 verses, one verse a day if we learn, inshallah in 1 month we'll complete it. We should try and make an effort. It is not difficult, it is an easy surah, we recite it all the time. If a person recites it all the time, after a few months, some words will come onto his tongue. Then he can sit down and try and by heart it. Inshallah, if a person by hearts it, he recites it, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the azab of the qabr. It is mentioned in hadith, also on the day of Qiyamah, the Suratul Mulk will fight a case on behalf of the reciter. Say, oh Allah, this person recited me. And eventually it will be a means of this person entering to paradise. So you save him from azab of the qabr, also from azab of jahannam, and it will become a means of this person's salvation in the akhirat. Then the next surah, Suratul Qalam. There's one incident, inshallah, and then before we go to Suratul Qalam, we find in Surah Mulk, the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His Qudrat. Most of the paras that we, towards the end of the Quran, many of them are Makki surahs. Means those surahs that were revealed in Makkah. And we find that the ayats and the verses pertain or talk about or make mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. And the fact that Allah Ta'ala has created the sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, and how powerful Allah Ta'ala has built all these things. And Allah talks about ba'ath, resurrection. Allah talks about how He has created man from nothing, from a drop of sperm. And how Allah will give man maut. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing one belief, one aqidah here, that after we will perish, we will die, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to raise us up again. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire universe from nothing without even a model in front of Him. He didn't have any plans even drawn. Allah did not require any architect or any engineer. So beautifully He fashioned everything. So this shows us that even after giving us maut and our bodies will become decayed and these bones, then to Allah, because He had the power of creating us in the beginning, and creating the entire universe also, He has definitely the power of creating us again and bringing our bodies together, our flesh, our blood, and our bodies all together, and we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Very blessed is His name. Alladhi lahu al-mulk, to whom belongs the entire universe. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. The entire universe is in His control, His power. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who has created, listen very carefully, the one who has created mort and life. Normally we talk about life and then death. Obviously we all got life first and then we'll experience death. And throughout the Quran, in most of the verses, Allah talks about hayat, life, then death. In this particular verse, Allah has made mention of maut first to attract our attention. Why? Allah wants us to realize and focus on the fact that we are only going to live in this dunya for a few days. And our ultimate goal and our ultimate destination is the akhirat. And maut is the bridge from dunya to akhirat. So we have to prepare for maut. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. Why has Allah created life and death? So that Allah may examine us, Allah may test us to see which one of us does good actions, does the best of actions. Allah wants us to do those actions that will please Him. So this whole world is an imtihan. It is an examination. We are here for a few days. And we have to pass this test. A person mentioned this entire world is like a house that has got two doors. We enter from one door and we exit from the other. Person has two homes. One full of cobwebs. This stool, urine. Has got a stench, foul smell. And the other one, very beautiful. Beautiful carpets and ornaments. Extremely beautiful. Somebody asked him, which one are you going to stay forever? He says, the first one. So he said, but aren't you so foolish if you're going to stay in the first one forever, and that is full of cobwebs, urine, stool, and it's not smelling nice, fresh. The other one you're building so beautiful, or you've built, you spend all your time and your efforts in that one, and you're only going to stay there for 1 or 2 days. Like that, our akhirat is the main house. We have to make the akhirah beautiful. The dunya, we require necessities, we've got some responsibilities, but we're not going to stay in the dunya forever. Therefore, we shouldn't waste all our energy, all our skill, all our intelligence and intellect in only making the dunya life a happy one. If we prepare for the akhirah and make that home beautiful, Allah will make the dunya also easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter talks about the skies. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah is most mighty. Ulama explain, Mufassirin say, Al-Aziz, one who is powerful. What is meant here? Allah has all the power in taking badla, revenge, intiqam, in punishing the sinners. But immediately after this sifat of Aziz, together with it, Allah has mentioned Al-Ghafoor, He is still forgiving. So although He has the might and power to punish the sinful ones, the disobedient ones, He has that quality of maghfirat, of forgiveness. He wants to forgive us. So therefore we should turn to Him. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. The one who has created the skies in layers, seven skies, one above the other. Then Allah questions us, مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Have you seen in the creation of Rahman, of the Merciful One, any disparity, any difference? Everything is so beautiful. Allah says, look at the sky. Look properly. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look again. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ. Do you see any cracks in the sky? Any fissures in the sky? Any openings in the sky? Allah says, perhaps you have not seen properly. ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Take another glance. Look again properly. Perhaps you need a binoculars. Use a telescope. Use all the technology you have. Look into the sky. كَرَّتَيْنَ. Allah says, twice. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِعًا. You will look and you will look and you will look to try, to look, search for any defect, any fault in the beautiful sky Allah has created. Allah says, your eye will, or your sight, your gaze will come back tired. In other words, you will not find any defect, any flaws in the beautiful sky. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحٍ. Allah says, we decorated the skies also with lanterns, the beautiful stars. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions us, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ. Oh insan, you display pride, arrogance, haughtiness, you think you are so powerful. Are you more powerful or the skies are more powerful which we created? وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. Allah says, we created the skies with strength. It is a very mighty creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the skies, there are no pillars holding the skies up. وَالسَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. It is a roof. a canopy over us, protecting us. This is all through the karam fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Why don't man look at the camel, how beautiful it is created? And then Allah says, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And they look up into the sky, how we have raised the sky. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His qudrat, His power, and how beautiful He has created the different makhluqat. May Allah ta'ala help us to ponder over His makhluqat. When we look at the sea, the sky, the sun, the moon, we take things for granted. But if you sit and ponder, therefore when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up for tahajjud salat, the ayat he would recite, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. He would look into the sky and say, verily in the creation of the sky and the earth, and in the changing of the night and day, there are signs for the intelligent ones. Who are those intelligent ones? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, وَقُعُودًا while sitting, whilst they are lying on the side, they're resting in their bed all the time. They're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we make zikr by means of our tongue. And one is we appreciate the bounties of Allah. Realize how mighty and powerful Allah is. If His makhluk, if His creation, the sky and the sea and the mountains are so powerful. May Allah give us, His grant us His azmat, His kibriya, and help us to obey all His commandments. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.